Thanks for listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and KFNS.com. And now, back to the man who never talks with food in his mouth, David Craig.
Well, we say that. That's not always true. But welcome to the show. If you're just punching in, this is Food Talk STL. I'm David Craig. We're coming to you from 590 The Fan, KFNS. My next guest is Brian Labuda. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. And we actually have a giveaway that we'll offer up here in just a moment. I love the way you've decorated these bottles, Brian. We'll talk about that in just a moment. We're talking today about Pearl Wedding Cake Vodka and some of y'all's other flavored vodkas. Why is vodka so big right now in America, Brian?
Wow, that's a good question. Vodka's been big for years. It's actually the number one spirit right now. The category is leading the spirits market. But why is it so popular? I think it's really the flavors are really kind of driving that. And everybody's kind of flavor of the month club. We've decided we weren't going to do that. But when we do come out with a new flavor, it's unique and exciting and something that we can kind of really own instead of just being the next flavor that everybody else is doing.
I guess I thought it was Sex and the City had something to do with it because, you know, they were always drinking those.
Absolutely.
Cosmopolitans?
Cosmopolitans, yes. That show and now Mad Men as well. That kind of culture, the cocktail culture, is really kind of coming back. So, yeah, the flavored vodka market was driven originally by that show, absolutely.
And is the end of the Cold War, is politics a factor, you know, because of, I don't know. I think for years we kind of, I don't know if we hated the Russians, but we were always fearful. And now maybe we're fearful from them on the economic front. You know, we're not so concerned about them dropping a nuke on us.
Yeah, that's an interesting thought, for sure. I hadn't thought about it in that respect. I think, obviously, when you think vodka originally, you think Russian, but it's so universal now. I mean, everybody's got a vodka. Pretty much every country kind of does their own. Pearl, in fact, is imported from Canada.
Okay.
So, is a fantastic place to import from. If you've been there and seen it, it's pretty pristine, so it's a nice place to...
I like Canada. Yes, I do. Okay, I'm holding in my hand a bottle of Pearl Wedding Cake Vodka.
Yes.
Infused with natural and artificial flavors. And if you would explain to our Food Talk listeners what wedding cake vodka is, Brian.
Yeah, absolutely. It is it's a vodka that is flavored to taste just like wedding cake. And people are shocked when they taste it. It's funny to watch their reactions. They say, oh my gosh, that really does taste like wedding cake. So it's a vanilla almond cake with buttercream frosting. It's fantastic. And I actually kind of have a little history in the wedding market, and that was one of my favorite points, was to always kind of sneak a piece of cake. It's dead on for wedding cake.
Okay, so if somebody is planning a wedding for sometime this year, or maybe not somebody listening who's getting married, but
right,
your kids or a family member, a brother, sister, cousin, how would you serve this just straight, or do you water it down, or how do you?
Yeah, it's a good question, David. And it's funny because people ask constantly when they see it. They go, well, what does it mix with? And I say it mixes really well with ice. It's flavored vodka. Try it straight, and it is fantastic straight. You can do so many different recipes with it. Pineapple upside down cake is amazing. It's a shot of wedding cake and about 2 ounces or 3 ounces of pineapple, a little bit of grenadine for color, and a cherry on top. And you're literally drinking a piece of cake.
Okay, but this is not just for wedding receptions. I can find this in bars or at a retail?
Yeah. We're pretty much everywhere now. If you don't find it, please ask for it. It is in St. Louis. You will pretty much find it everywhere. We're in Schnucks, Dierbergs, Lucas Liquor, all the major retailers for sure.
Okay, and then I have the other bottle here, which is the...
That's the original. We call it the Black Label.
And what's the deal? What do I need to know about this particular flavor of Pearl Vodka?
Well, that particular flavor, that kind of started it all. That's the 80 proof. It is the flavor that really kind of catapulted. And really, it's not a flavor. It's true vodka.
It catapulted
the brand Pearl forward. And once we got enough recognition for being a quality product, and the brand has won several awards. In fact, every time we enter a competition, we usually end up winning. So it is that good. It's kind of nice to brag about it being from St. Louis, that we have a fantastic product that we do. But yeah, it's the one that really kind of catapulted and leads the charge for the Pearl brand.
This is Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and my guest is Brian Labuda with Pearl Vodka. So we have these two bottles, and I like the way you decorated this one here with sort of a, well, what is it? It's like a garter.
Yeah,
that's
the wedding veil.
Gotcha.
The veil. The wedding cake is the more feminine of the two, and we have a bow tie on the black label, so it literally looks like a tuxedo on a bow tie, and then you put it right next to the wedding cake vodka, which is a light blue, sky blue color and on the label.
It's very, very nice packaging and nice adornments. And what we're going to do is actually give these away right now.
Great.
To a Food Talk STL listener who is over 21. We will be checking your IDs over the phone. And also to somebody who enjoys vodka. So our number to dial right now is area code 314-969-0590. Again, 314-969-0590. And producer Matt Grover in the control room there, who's kind of, he's the man who actually kind of runs the show. Matt is in there, and he's going to pick a winner at random from all the callers, and we'll tell you who won here in just a second, and you can come by KFNS and pick it up. Okay, very nice. Now, let's go to all the other flavors. You've brought here some little samples that I guess you collected on the airplane. No, they're like the little, they're like those little sample sizes.
Exactly.
Let's run through the list, and what do you got going on there?
From start to finish, meaning chronological order, we've got Pearl Black, and then you have pomegranate, cucumber. Pomegranate really was the flavor that started the whole flavor craze. We were the first to market with pomegranate, and that was the one that led the charge. Right after, we've got recognition for Pearl Black. So then we've got plum, which is a fantastic product. You'll see that in multiple restaurant establishments. Blueberry, cucumber, citrus, caramel for the sweet lovers out there.
Okay.
It goes on and on. We've got orange. We just launched peach, which is brand new, just last month. So if you haven't tried the peach, phenomenal as an iced tea. If you just drop a little ounce in your glass of iced tea, put a little mint sprig on top, and you're good to go. That is a fantastic drink.
And I can find this pretty much anywhere around St. Louis.
Absolutely. Yeah, some of the newer flavors, it's tough sometimes to get them out so quickly. And again, I ask if you don't see it, just go to the customer service desk and ask for it, and they'll bring it in for you.
Okay, and you mentioned before you were in the wedding business, so this was kind of an what kind of a wedding? What were you doing in the world of weddings?
No, I was a wedding photographer, a part-time wedding photographer. So yeah, that was when we decided to do a cake vodka and wedding cake came across my desk. It was kind of a given. That's what we're going to do.
So you were very well informed on that.
Absolutely.
That whole entire thing there. Okay, so it's Pearl Wedding Cake Vodka. I guess we're collecting a winner right now back there. Yes, in the control room, and we'll tell you about that in just a little while. And you said this is made in Canada, and it's distributed, though, through St. Louis.
Correct, yeah. The product, the actual bulk vodka is made in Canada. It's distilled there. It comes down from Canada. We bring it down in bulk, and we finish it here, which means we quality control it. We filter it again. It's already filtered 6 times. It's distilled 5 times in Canada. So it comes down pretty clean. And we quality control it, flavor it, bottle it, package it, and ship it to our distributors from here.
Okay, and can I get it? Can I purchase it retail in these little tiny things, or do I buy the big bottles?
Yeah, you can't. Well, obviously the 750s are the standard size. That's your fifth size liters. But yeah, the 50 mLs, which are the little ones that, like you said, the airplane style, you can get them. You pretty much have to go to liquor stores for those to find them.
And when are you doing the sampling on these? Because I would think, you know, Matt Sorrell was in here talking about his business that he's going to be going around to people's houses or clubs or whatever,
right,
doing the tastings. You know, this would seem to me to be something, you know, you guys would do like down at Schnucks downtown.
Yes.
Or Lucas Liquors or something.
Absolutely.
Like that.
And we do that all the time. We do, in fact, if you follow us on Facebook or Twitter, you can find out where we're going to be and what we're doing for that week or the month for our upcoming promotions and different things. We've always got great promotions on there. We've got a pretty strong and a pretty robust following on Facebook. So if you haven't been following us, please do. It's a lot of fun just to see what we're doing. But as far as sampling and tastings, yes, we're doing Lou Fest this year again, which is a huge musical festival in Forest Park. We do tastings actually every first Saturday of the month at the Contemporary Art Museum. We do a thing. This is right up your alley, David. It's Feast Your Eyes. We started the program with Feast, and we've kind of kept it going just because we like to do it. And it goes along with whatever the artist is being showcased that week. They have a celebrity chef come in, and then we pair with the celebrity chef what they're offering. So,
oh, no, it sounds like a nice, fun event.
Yeah.
And I would find that, again, on your Facebook page?
Yes, and that's Pearl Vodka, Facebook.com/Pearl Vodka. Or you can follow us on Twitter, too. We're on Pearl Vodka. Just look for Twitter. And then Pearl Wedding Cake has its own Twitter following as well.
And congratulations to our winners, who are Kathleen Laurie of South St. Louis and Bill Moan of Baldwin. Congratulations, and enjoy your vodka. And thank you very much for listening to Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. What else do I need to know about Pearl Vodka and what you guys are doing here in St. Louis to... is this distributed nationwide?
It is. Yeah, it's distributed nationwide. We actually have an international following as well. It's very limited at this point. But, yeah, St. Louis is hometown vodka. That's our mainstay. We really wanted to take ownership of the St. Louis market. There's just so many categories and so many different companies out there trying to do something in the vodka market that we thought, here's our hometown. It's a great product. We have a fantastic offering. Why not share it with St. Louis and really kind of own that? So I would say that the St. Louis part of it, and we've seen tremendous feedback from that people love the fact that it's St. Louis owned.
What did you all do with the movie? You had some connection with the movie The Vow when it opened here in February, the one with Channing Tatum and Rachel McAdams? Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. That's impressive. Yes, we did. We sponsored their kickoff event in New York City. So we were the flavored martinis there. We had our kind of own little bar there. It was a nice event. It was a good way to kind of get some exposure up there as well.
Okay, so if somebody's got some kind of a wedding-related event, either a bridal show or whatever, I'm sure you guys are involved in a lot of those
things.
But if they want to reach out to you, Brian, and say, hey, we'd like to sell you a booth or something like that.
Right.
What's the best way for folks to get in touch with you?
It's probably email is the best way to do it. And it's b.labuda. It's L-A-B-U-D-A at Luxco, L-U-X-C-O.com.
Very good. Well, hey, thank you for coming by. Thank you for giving us this stuff here to give away to our 590 The Fan KFNS listeners, our Food Talk listeners. My name is David Craig, and this is Food Talk STL. We have a couple of minutes to go here before we scoot on out of here. The Brandon Wiese Experience is coming up next on 590 The Fan. I'll mention to you that we are online. We have our website, which is foodtalkstl.com. We have our archives available on there of all of our previous interviews. We're on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at foodtalkstl. That's foodtalkstl. And on our Twitter timeline, some interesting things we've put on here lately, including a piece on Anthony Bourdain, and a link to an Anthony Bourdain radio interview that he did in Kansas City. Now, this coming Monday night, the Anthony Bourdain No Reservations is actually in Kansas City. He usually goes to exotic places like, you know, Laos and Chad and, you know, the ends of the world. This week, he's going to be in Kansas City talking about barbecue, and he went to a KDHX kind of station, you know, one of your community radio stations, and did an interview, and there's some film, and we've posted a link to that on our website. Also, I'm sorry, on our Twitter feed. Also on the Twitter timeline, Anthony Bourdain, that article. Also, there's Daniel Boulud on Thomas Keller. And the Pizza Hut people announced that they were going to come out with a stuffed crust pizza, and the pizza would be stuffed with hot dogs. And now they have a new version. This is a list of 22 other things to stuff in your Pizza Hut crust. Also, we've posted a map to Schlafly locations in Busch Stadium. And I can remember the old Busch Stadium, where there was only one place you could buy Schlafly beer, and that was way out in center field. We actually sat behind Tom Schlafly at a game at the ballpark one time, and he disappeared for about three innings and came back with about four of his own beers and explained that that was the closest stand to where he was sitting. We're just about done here with the show. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks to our guests here today on 590 The Fan, KFNS. including Matt Sorrell with Feast Alive in the Ledoux News, Brian Labuda with Pearl Wedding Cake Vodka, and Araceli Kopiloff-Zimmer with the Rue Lafayette Cafe. Brandon's coming up here next. Thank you very much for listening to our show. Food Talk STL. See you next Saturday at 11 here on 590 The Fan, KFNS.